Here inside Maloney's Bologna are refrigerated cases of sausage, brats, and bologna, all available over the internet, but not to places outside of Wisconsin. Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection Secretary Rod Nielsen-Stoon says that's because Wisconsin is one of 28 states with its own meat inspection program. But under federal law, only meat produced under the eye of a federal meat inspector can cross state lines. Nielsen-Stoon says that's wrong.
And Maloney's, which is located just 15 miles from the Mississippi River, which supplies some of the best restaurants in western Wisconsin with their meat products, is prohibited from going across the bridge into Winona simply because of this rule.
U.S. Senator Herb Cole has introduced legislation that would allow owners of qualified state-inspected meat plants to ship their products out of state.
If you can't go beyond the border, then you're going to be small now and forever. So we're going to try and change that.
But the public wants to know that meat is properly inspected. And Cole says consumers should be assured that state rules are at least equal to federal laws.
There's no question about the cleanliness and the standard of state inspection.
However, in a September report by the USDA's Office of Inspector General, the conditions in a few of Wisconsin's 300 meat plants were deemed as not equal to federal standards, but rather had what the report termed significant concerns. That after the Food Safety and Inspection Service randomly selected 14 meat plants in Wisconsin. It found 12 with violations for such things as cutting boards with product residues from the previous day, improper monitoring of cooking temperatures, and insects in the processing area and on product. Secretary Nielsen-Stoon adamantly says plants not in compliance are shut down. But he was annoyed at the findings of the audit report. He accuses the agency of catering to large meat packers and being more interested in the job security of federal inspectors.
And if you go into your office and you found lady, and it was fall, and you found ladybugs on the window, is your office or mine a clean, inhabitable place, or is it not? Most of that was, at least, and I was briefed by our food inspection people, is largely picayune stuff.
Meanwhile, Senator Cole says his legislation won't likely go anywhere until next year. So why don't those who want to ship out of state right now become USDA inspected? Bob Andorfer with the Wisconsin Association of Meat Processors says from experience, state inspectors can be reached more quickly than the busier federal inspectors on important meat safety issues. In Eau Claire, I'm Mary Jo Wagner for Wisconsin Public Radio News.